Unification Picture Book 6, A Winding Tale Between the South and North. Knock Knock, I Came to Repay the Favor. Written by Anna Shun. Illustrated by Eun Suk Shim. National Institute for Unification Education. One day, Wu Zhu went to her grandmother's house in the countryside. Her dad had gone to Jeju Island for work, and her mom was on a business trip in Australia. So she had to stay apart from her parents for 10 nights.
Wu Zhu, come have some dinner. I cooked your favorites, bulgogi and chapchae.
Her grandmother had worked hard preparing a delicious dinner.
Try the mung bean stew too. It's very delicious.
Her grandfather quickly finished his bowl, but Wu Zhu only ate a little. Wu Zhu's grandmother and grandfather tried to cheer up the sulking Wu Zhu, who was sad her parents were gone.
We're going to tell you some old folk tales. So, would you like to judge whose story is the best?
Me?
It's a bet. And the loser, do whatever you'd like, Wu Zhu.
Wu Zhu was excited that she could hear some old stories and even have a wish granted. It's like killing two birds with one stone.
Great!
Wu Zhu answered with sparkling eyes.
There is a beautiful lagoon called Sizhung Lagoon in my hometown, Tongchon. There is a legend handed down from there.
Her grandmother started her story.
Once upon a time, there lived a man named Zhong Gap in an old village near the lagoon. Every day, Zhong Gap diligently cut wood from the mountains to sell. His favorite place to rest after chopping lots of wood was next to the lagoon. One day, Zhong Gap saw an unexpected sight. A big crab was fighting with a heron.
Hey, shouldn't you just give up?
The heron pecked at the crab and tried to catch it.
No, I have to feed my babies.
The mother crab held tightly onto a reed so the heron could not swallow her. But the crab was growing tired as the heron relentlessly pecked away. It seemed like even the reed that the crab was holding was about to get pulled out. Zhong Gap felt sorry for the mother crab and her babies.
Crabs were born to work hard, not to be your food. Shoo, go away!
Zhong Gap threw his walking stick at the heron. The startled heron dropped the crab and flew off.
Thank you for saving my life!
The crab stared at Zhong Gap for a while as if to say thank you. As time passed, Zhong Gap remained poor. Although his entire body ached, he still had to work to make a living. On another day, too, Zhong Gap, after cutting wood, rested by the lagoon.
Oh my! Every bone in my body hurts!
Zhong Gap took off his sweat-drenched shirt and laid down for a moment. Then he fell asleep and dreamt of flying in the sky. When Zhong Gap woke up, he was shocked at what he saw. His entire body was covered in a considerable amount of strange black mud.
Wait, what is this?
He looked around and saw crabs with gum tongue in their mouths coming out of the lake. They were putting it all over Jungap's body. Then Jungap noticed a large crab was staring at him up close.
Wait, aren't you the mother crab from back then?
Jungap, with a strange feeling, jumped up. His body didn't hurt at all. In fact, he felt so light that it was like he could fly.
This is truly a miracle!
Jungap tried jumping up and down and shaking his arms and legs. The crabs also danced around with their front legs raised. Jungap easily picked up the wood he had cut and went home. After that, Jungap built a house by the lagoon. He began spreading a rumor.
Anyone who has an aching body, please come here.
When people came, he covered them in gum tongue and healed them. Jungap lived a long and healthy life.
After finishing the story, Grandmother said,
in South Korea, they call the mud Jinhuk instead of Gamtang. When I was young, I visited the mud hot spring with my mom. It really made my body so light, as if I could fly.
Really? I also want to go to the mud hot spring too.
Luju got excited, imagining sliding on the mud.
After the two Koreas are unified, let's go to the mud hot spring. You have no idea how beautiful Sejong Lagoon is. Let's also visit Cheongsukjung. It's as beautiful as a painting. And let's go to Gunggang Mountain. It's nearby too.
Grandmother's voice sounded sad, probably because she misses her hometown.
We will definitely do that, Grandma.
Luju held her grandmother's hand tightly. Now it was Grandfather's turn to tell a story.
There are many interesting stories from my hometown, Taejon, too. Now listen very carefully. I will tell you the story of Treasure Mountain. A long time ago, a government official who used to work in Seoul came to Taejon for business. It was a hot day, so the officer rested for a while in the shade of a large tree. There was a bongjuk right next to it, but the water had all dried up due to the drought. However, a toad managed to drag itself out of the collapse, gasping for air in front of the officer's foot. Poor guy, you've been through a lot too. The officer took pity on the toad. He fetched a basket of water from a nearby house and poured it on the toad. Here you go, hang in there. The toad came to its senses and took a long drink of the murky water. Then it looked at the officer and blinked as if to say thank you. The toad soon disappeared into the grass, and the official completely forgot about the day. The following year, the officer went to Taejon again. By coincidence, he was resting under that same tree again, and a toad approached him slowly.
What do you have in your mouth?
The officer observed in confusion. The toad placed a broken plate down by the officer's foot, and it stared, then blinked.
Aren't you the same toad from last year?
It was only then that the officer remembered. The toad left the broken plate behind and disappeared into the grass. Feeling strange, the officer took the plate home. Since the plate was broken, it couldn't be used as decoration. So the officer left it under the table and forgot about it. Later on, one day while smoking his pipe, the officer was looking for his ashtray. Wait a minute, where did the ashtray go? Then he noticed the broken plate under the table. The officer was in a hurry, so he put the ashes from the pipe on the plate. The next day, when the officer looked at the plate, he was surprised. How did so much ash pile up? Feeling a bit confused, he decided to put a coin on the plate. Sure enough, after a while, he saw that the plate was full of coins. Rice, gold, whatever he put on the plate, it multiplied. Most people would be happy about having such a hongjia. However, the officer worried that the plate could bring misfortune instead.
If people hear that there's a treasure plate, someone may want it for themselves. Arguments may arise between family members, and descendants might end up relying on the plate instead of working.
After thinking things over, the officer ordered his old servant to dispose of the plate.
Throw this away in the deep valley over there in the mountains.
Why would he ask me to throw away this worthless plate all the way over here?
The servant thought it was strange, but quietly followed the officer's order. After the old servant died, no one knew where the plate was. People who learned of the plate wandered through the mountains, trying to find the treasure, but no one ever found it. The mountain became known as Bo Moon Mountain, as it hid the treasure. Gradually, it became Bo Moon Mountain since it's easier to pronounce.
At the end of the story, Grandfather added,
"That plate may still be buried on Bo Moon Mountain."
Really? Wow! Let's go find the treasure!
There is no need to try and find the treasure. We probably have it at home.
Where? Where is it?
What do you mean, where? Our Wuju is the treasure.
Grandmother laughed and agreed.
Of course. A treasure beyond compare.
A little later, Mom and Dad video called me. Behind Mom, there was a meadow and a flock of sheep, and behind Dad, I could see a vast blue ocean.
I want to see the sheep too, and I also want to go to the sea.
As Wuju grumbled, Mom said,
"Let's go on a family trip someday, together with Grandpa and Grandma."
After the call ended, Wuju asked,
"Grandma, where do you want to go for our family trip?"
"The place I want to go most is my hometown in North Korea. I really want to show you my home. It would be nice to meet relatives and play with friends your age, right?"
"Yes, Grandma. I hope unification happens soon."
Now we must decide whose story is more fun. Wuju, isn't my story more interesting?
Grandmother also looked at Wuju with anticipating eyes.
"No, my story was more interesting, right?"
Wuju found it hard to choose, so she answered,
"Well, they were both equally fun. If
you share one more story each, I'll listen and let you know.
What?
The three family members burst into laughter.
On this night, filled with nostalgic old tales, even the moon listens intently.